Welcome to the LA Dreaming Podcast, your guide to exploring Los Angeles. This is your host, Michelle, from LADreaming.com and LA.Dreaming on Instagram. In today's episode, we are discussing the painted stairs in Silver Lake. LA is filled with so many different murals and street art that adds so much color and character to the city. And one of the most unique ways to see that is by visiting the Painted Stairs. And I don't think there's a better area of LA to see the Painted Stairs than Silver Lake. And you are the most knowledgeable person that I know when it comes to the stairs. So I am so excited to get to speak with you about them today. But as we get started, would you mind introducing yourself, please?
Sure. My name is Chris Westbrook. I'm a tour guide here in Los Angeles. I work for two tour companies and I have my own called CLA in a Day, like the word C, not the letter C. And I do everything from painted stairway tours to a lot of true crime stuff and Malibu wine tasting. So I cover a lot of Los Angeles and a lot of different subjects here in Los Angeles.
And I am really curious how you discovered the stairs for yourself for the first time. And I just want to say real quick that I was lucky to actually get to see these stairs with you in person. So this is just extra awesome for me to get to talk to you about this.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming out and seeing the stairs. I live in Silver Lake, so it's just one of those things that if you've got your eyes open, eventually you will spot some painted stairways. I can't remember, though, because it was around maybe 2017, 2018, when either my mom or my dad sent me a link to another person who was doing like walking tours of the stairs and the painted stairs. And I thought, oh, that was really cool. But I only ever knew the ones over on like Sunset Boulevard, because you can see them just by walking around. Mm-hmm. And then I just started to walk around the neighborhood to explore, to find more stairs. And one of the most fun things to do in tourism, I think, is to create the route. So you create your own little like mini walking path that's just sort of fun to maybe take the dog for a walk or take a group for a walk, and you go from there.
Well, I think really one of the best things about living in LA is as long as you're willing to go out on a walk, there are so many different amazing places that you can go and get some steps in. So I think we're really spoiled when it comes to all those options.
Yeah, and people don't really take advantage of them. They think it's the kind of place where you have to hop into a car to do anything. And maybe to get from one city to another, you might require some sort of transportation. But if you're already in a great neighborhood like Silver Lake or Echo Park, there's just so much to explore on your own two feet.
I absolutely agree. And I'm excited that hopefully our conversation today is going to help people want to explore Silver Lake on foot, hopefully even with you on one of the tours. But as we get started with talking about the painted stairs, I'm curious what you can share with us about how the painting of the stairs in Silver Lake began.
So Silver Lake has great street art. You walk around and you see street art on the restaurants, on the retaining walls, on the stairways, on the sidewalk. So it's an extension of that artistic community. Stairs have been painted in the neighborhood for about a decade now, some of the really popular ones anyway. There might have been some before that that have just been kind of lost to time, as is part and parcel of street art. But it's mostly people who are contacted by stair adopters. So stair adopters like to reach out to artists in the area to beautify the stairs, essentially as city beautification projects.
Oh, that is so awesome. I love that, that people can adopt stairs. And then mm-hmm. I love the idea of taking that even a step further, you know, just by thinking, okay, how can we make these stairs stand out or make them special to the area and the community? And I just love what they've done.
Yeah, the Adopt a Stairway program is a great program in Silver Lake. Kind of like you can adopt a chunk of a highway maybe in your own city, you can adopt the stairs here in Silver Lake. And you go through the Neighborhood Green Committee. So they meet the third Thursday of every month. You can hop onto their Zoom call or go see them in person. And you can say, hey, I want to adopt some of these stairs. And then it's your job to let the city know, hey, the concrete is crumbling. It needs to be repaired. You should lean cleanups a couple of times a year to make sure they're in good shape. And if you want, as a stair adopter, you can legally hire an artist to come through and paint the stairs.
At least for me, I think one of the most famous sets of painted stairs in Silver Lake are the Michel Terena stairs. And I'm curious what you can share with us about the story behind those stairs.
Yeah, so they might not have been the first painted stairs in the neighborhood, but they are some of the most popular, if not the most popular. The Mitchell Turana steps are often called the most Instagram stairs in the world. So every day you walk past, there are people posing and taking pictures, hanging out with their friends or their kids, or their loved ones. It's a great little addition to the neighborhood. But it really goes back to 2015 when an Australian artist named Carla O'Brien was living in the neighborhood of Silver Lake, pretty close to the top of the Mitchell Turana steps. So she got two of her friends to sneak out in the middle of the night, Corinne Carey, Mandon Bossie, and they painted that famous Stair Candy mural with the rainbow colors and the hearts down at the bottom as quickly as they could, because it was technically vandalism at that point. But everyone fell in love with it. So what they expected to eventually be just sort of removed by the city, it stayed. It became a permanent part of the neighborhood. Now it is not vandalism. The neighborhood council has made that a cultural landmark. So all the paperwork exists to make sure that's not going anywhere. And I exist to make sure that's not going anywhere as well, because it does get graffitied. Every once in a while, you walk by the Mitchell Turana steps and maybe someone has tagged it or another stair artist has just fully painted on top of it. But last year, someone took white spray paint, covered the entire thing, ruining the Stair Candy mural. So I contacted Carla O'Brien back in Australia and other organizations here in Los Angeles. Then Carla flew back from Australia. She led a team of painters, with me included, and we fixed the stairs up, giving them those newer, bolder, candy-like colors, which is why the mural is called Stair Candy. But Carla had to fly home, and I live here at the top of the stairs. So she gave me all of the paint, and now I paint those stairs for the neighborhood.
Well, that is so awesome that you are involved with that. And we all owe you a huge thank you, because I just feel like the stairs are just an amazing part of that neighborhood. And I think they bring so much joy and happiness to people that live in LA, people that visit LA. And I love them so much. So thank you so much for all of the work you're doing with that.
You're welcome. That's really great to hear. And it's fun to do. You get to be out there. You get to meet the locals as they go up and down the stairs. You meet a lot of dogs as people take their dogs through the neighborhood. It's a great way to connect with the community.
When I saw them for a few months ago, I hadn't seen them in several years, and they looked amazing. And I know that unfortunately it won't necessarily last for a long time, because I think it is kind of a high profile target for people to do stuff too. But the first time that I saw them was back in 2018, and when I see the difference in my photos of what the stairs looked like then versus how they looked in February of this year, 2023, they look awesome right now.
Oh, good. I'm glad you noticed that. Yeah, it's a pretty stark difference, both in terms of the mural and the sort of graffiti and surroundings. Back in 2018, they were a little grungy back then too. They were getting tagged pretty often, and they were also more pastel colors. So they were really kind of light, and if you tagged on top, the tag became immediately what you noticed instead of the colors underneath.
At least for now, they look great. Definitely, if you haven't been yet, now is a good time to go.
And thankfully, since I've started painting them, I've painted them 4 times since last year. I would usually try to do it within 24 to 48 hours of any kind of graffiti or other art showing up. And I think when you move that quickly, it kind of shows the people who tag on top of it, and it's not worth it, because whatever I put there, someone else is going to restore the stairs within 24 to 48 hours. So I haven't been bothered on the Mitchell Turana steps in better part of half a year now or so.
Oh, that's incredible. Okay, well, fingers crossed that that stays that way. And then close by, we have what I believe is known as Stair Tempo, the piano steps. So I'm curious what you can tell us about this unique set of stairs.
Well, good job. It is called Stair Tempo. A lot of people are confused on that one, because there's a stairway in the neighborhood called the Music Box Steps. And if all they do is like read the description of the tour, they're like, oh, the one with the piano mural has to be the Music Box Steps. But there's actually two separate music themed stairways in the neighborhood. The Music Box Steps was from a movie called The Music Box, and Stair Tempo is the one you're talking about, where we have about 90 stairs cutting through the neighborhood, painted to look like a giant, beautiful piano keyboard. And that's almost perfect, because piano keyboards, some of them have 88 keys. There's 90 stairs there. It's almost exactly what we need for a piano mural. But that one was painted by an artist named Corinne Carey. There's a little drama between some of the artists on that one. I don't want to get too much into it because I've only heard one side of the story, but there's a little drama between some of the artists about who to really credit with that one. But most people would say that that's Corinne Carey, and she painted that a little bit after she worked with Carla O'Brien on the Stair Candy mural just down the street over there.
I love all of the sets of stairs for different reasons. But my family is very musical, so I just really appreciate the theme of the piano steps. And I don't know. To me, it's just so unique because I have seen on Instagram and other areas, there's colorful painted stairs, but I don't think I've ever seen another set of piano stairs. So I just especially love how unique that one feels.
It's really great. And sometimes those simplest designs are the best, where you just take black and white and a little bit of red for the side of the stairway. And with those three colors, you create such a beautiful piece going up the entire stairway, and it transforms the entire thing. Some are more abstract, like when you look at the Stair Candy mural, you get beautiful hearts and colors, but it's more sort of on you to come up with an interpretation. You look at that piano key, that piano stairway, and you're like, oh, it looks just like a piano. It's really, really great. I just want to say one last thing about the Stair Temple mural, though, since you took that little walk, things have changed there. So now I am a proud Stair father. I have adopted Stair Tempo for the neighborhood. So I also paint that one. I take care of that one for the neighborhood as well. And I am now, like I said, a proud Stair daddy. I have three stairways in the neighborhood, that one and two unpainted ones as well.
Well, again, thank you so much for what you're doing. I love that you're not just, talking about it, you're doing something. And I just think that's so fabulous.
I do love the stairs. I love the neighborhood. And I want to make sure that whether you take a tour with me or you just happen to come down, you're not going to go, oh, well, they're covered in graffiti. It wasn't worth coming down here today, or there's trash all over the stairs. Just want to make sure that it's an appealing, beautiful neighborhood for everyone.
Just moving along to another staircase, I think just another one that it's so unique and so beautiful are the Swan Stairs. And even though I'm not as in shape as I'd like, so I did struggle a bit on the Swan Stairs, but they were absolutely incredible and so worth the workout.
I'm glad you like, yeah, everyone struggles on the Swan Stairs. I walk stairs professionally and I struggle on the Swan Stairs.
What
Yes.
can you share with us about that set of
So
stairs?
like you're saying, it's a bit of a workout. That is a brutal stairway. That's about 287 steps, I believe, from bottom to top. The Swan Stairs are spread out against three large stairways cutting through the neighborhood closer to the Silver Lake Reservoir. And all three of those stairways are painted with murals by a fantastic artist named Evelyn Lee and her company, The Painted Line. One of my favorite painted stairways is over there. It's called the Pantone Stairs. Although some call it the Pantone Stairs, I've never actually seen Evelyn herself call it that. But if you look online, you might find them as the Pantone Stairs. And if you know colors, sometimes when people talk about Pantone colors, they have swatches. This looks like you're looking at a series of swatches going up the stairs with blues and greens, oranges, yellows, coral bursts. It's really, really a stunning mural.
I love the colors on it. And I also feel like, especially the day we were there, it was so clear and we had such a beautiful view of the mountains and downtown, in addition to how beautiful these stairs are.
Oh, yeah, the going up the Swan Stairs, it might be a workout, but you're just rewarded in spades. Every stairway you go up, you just keep getting better and better views. Then you finally make it to the final stairway up there where it says, Je t'aime LA, I love Los Angeles, with those beautiful pop art colors. And you can stand on the stairs and look down at the Silver Lake Reservoir, the awesome houses, the dog park, the San Gabriel's off in the distance. And then you turn the other way from a bit further up the stairs and you can see that amazing view of downtown Los Angeles too.
And I just love so much that I feel like especially with the Swan Stairs, you get so much more of a feel of the neighborhood because you're just surrounded by the houses. Whereas I feel like even though I love the other stairs and getting to see the businesses and everything, I just love that for this set of stairs, it's more in the residential area versus the business area, just to kind of give a different feel.
Oh, absolutely. You're so right. Yeah, Sunset's nice, but it's a little grungy. It does have more trash right there, being such a major thoroughfare. And then you go a little bit deeper into the neighborhood, and all of the sort of chaos of Los Angeles begins to fade away as you've just got those nice views, and you can hear the birds and beautiful flowers. Right now, especially, it's blooming beautifully over there.
And then with your stair tour, would you mind just sharing what people can expect if they join you for a tour of the Painted Stairs?
Absolutely, I would be happy to. So if you come and you take the Painted Stairway tour, it's going to be about a two-ish hour hike through the neighborhood, covering about 2.5 miles. We will go mostly up stairways, but down some as well. It's actually better for your knees overall to mostly go up the stairs. So we'll cover a bunch of big, beautiful stairways in the neighborhood. You'll see art from the artists we've discussed today, like Corinne Carey, Carla O'Brien, Evelyn Lee. We'll talk about the film history of the neighborhood, the great food that you can go and grab in the neighborhood. And to end the walk, we will get a little bit of that food by going to an amazing family-owned Filipino bakery that has been around for 40 years now in 2023.
I just highly recommend it because I feel like you are so knowledgeable and just give people such a different look at Silver Lake.
Whether you want to take a tour with me or any other person in Los Angeles, you should play tourist in your own city. And it's a bummer that a lot of people would rather engage with a celebrity home tour. Not that that's a bad type of tour because you get to go and drive around and cover a lot of distance and see a lot of stuff, even if it's maybe not that person's house when you're told it's that person's house. But everyone should play, you know, tourist in Los Angeles a little bit more and try to engage with the real history of this city, because it has wild, fascinating history, no matter which neighborhood you're in, whether you're in downtown with all the beautiful architecture and the founding locations of Los Angeles, maybe potentially depending on who you ask and talk about the flooding of the LA River. But you could go to Silver Lake and explore the hills here. You could take a real history tour of Hollywood. It would make you see it in a whole new light as you walk past all the Spider-Mans. So there's so much cool stuff to do in LA and to engage with that a lot of people never really do. I hope more will.
It's really one of my goals is to help people just explore Los Angeles more. It's something that I love doing and I'm passionate about sharing that with others. So I always enjoy finding and connecting with people like you who just also help make that a reality through the tours. So that's just so awesome that you're doing that.
PSA, everyone go explore, no matter where you live.
Oh, definitely. And then on that note of exploring, I'm curious if you have any other stairs in the Los Angeles area that you might recommend that people go check out, whether they're painted stairs or just have a significance for another reason.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my new favorite tours that I've been leading for just the past couple of months is the LA River Eco Tour and Secret Stair Hike, where we start over in Frogtown by the Los Angeles River, and then we cut around to Silver Lake. And most of that is flat, but then we get to Echo Park. That is not flat. So there's a lot of stairways through that section of the tour over there. But we hit maybe one of my favorites in the entire city, which is the Lemoyne Street Stairs. Now, the Lemoyne Street Stairs are what's known as a stair street. And that's when people who live off of the stairs have no other way to access their home than the stairs. So they might have to park pretty far from their house, unload all their groceries, head up over some stairs and then down some stairs, get to their home, unload their groceries and go, oh God, I forgot milk at the grocery store, and have to do it all over again. So not everyone wants to live on the stair streets, but they can be really kind of secluded and romantic with beautiful views. And the Lemoyne Street Stairs, maybe the most beautiful one. It's this little stairway that goes up to one of the highest points of Echo Park, and then it begins to descend down these beautiful brick stairs. Then it cuts to a dirt path where you have views of the Hollywood sign, the Griffith Observatory, amazing little craftsman houses next to the stairs too. And when you're on the Lemoyne Street stairs, you'll be thinking to yourself, how is this possibly Los Angeles? It's really a cool spot.
Oh my goodness. That sounds incredible and like such a hidden gem.
It really is the kind of thing that everyone I bring there on tours, they're like, what is this like amazing secretive little area? I'd be amazed if more than half a percentage point of the city even knew what the Lemoyne Street Stairs were.
Are there any groups you know of where people can go on walks together?
Yeah, there's several great groups in Los Angeles. If you don't have the option to just go out and maybe join a group and you're sort of more on your own, you could pick up a book by Charles Fleming called Secret Stairs. He has a few books actually for different cities now with different stairways, but it's basically a book full of little hiking routes that you could go and explore neighborhoods like Silver Lake and Highland Park and Echo Park. I would think if you're just getting into stairs, that book is probably the best way to do it. They're pretty approachable, not so strenuous routes.
I really hope that our conversation has inspired people to go out and explore the stairs. And for those who want to follow and connect with you online, can you please share how they can do that?
For anyone who would like to connect with me, you can always find me on Instagram. My Instagram is CLA in a day. As I said earlier, it's the word C, not the letter C. I never thought that would be such an issue when I chose that name. So CLA in a day is my Instagram. CLAinaday.com is my website. CLAinaday@gmail.com is my email. And if you would like, you can also find my tours on Airbnb, Eventbrite, TripAdvisor, Viator. But it's probably better to come to me on Instagram first.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the LA Dreaming Podcast. For more information on what we discussed in today's show, be sure to head to LADreaming.com and connect with me on Instagram at LA.dreaming.